chiropractor there, Dr. Terry Gross, and laser therapy as well. And that's one reason why I'm able to ride the bike, because all of those things work. Call them at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Please mention that you heard about them here.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have a couple of accidents reported on the Atlanta Highway 1 at Holiday Drive and Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right at Jim Massey Cleaners near Forest Hills. The other accident, Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. Use caution in both these areas. Watch out for emergency personnel. Taylor Road, very busy. I-85 and 65, very busy through downtown Montgomery. No other accidents to tell you about at this moment. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's January 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of January, 1993, production begins on the groundbreaking animated film, Toy Story. The first task was to create memorable characters, and the team at Pixar delivered by giving moviegoers everywhere a Woody and a Buzz.
To infinity and beyond!
Have a great January 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And now for Ministry of Truth, it's the Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Mr. Biden, you're running for President of the United States.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Okay, whatever.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that have bad at health care. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truant International Effort to Pressure. Four more years of Georgia, he is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, but if Donald Trump is reelected. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
We choose truth over facts.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
The leader of the free world tomorrow at noon. Red Top.
Hey, I don't even want to think about the things you just played. It's just very stunning. But I do want to thank you for a heads up on the space station flyover last night.
Oh, sure.
It was fantastic. The best one I've ever seen, and this is like the fourth time I've seen it go over. It was just so clear at the perfect time as it was getting dark, and that rascal was just as bright as it can be. It is always stunning to see it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It gives you always a sense of patriotism and amazement.
Amazement. And, you know, it is as big as a professional soccer field, which is 371 feet by 240 feet. It won't even fit on top of Crampton Bowl. So it is stunning. And it's been, there have now been humans present in space continuously for 24 years. People take that for granted, but that alone is a magnificent feat for humankind. And we're about to have a few months of really exciting space travel stuff, so I'm looking forward to the new year. And thank goodness I don't think the Biden and the Democrats are going to mess with the space program, so we're going to move ahead with some really important things in the world. So, again, thank you for the heads up on the space station, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Red Top.
Yeah, these people that keep telling us how racist walls are and all live in what? Walled in homes. Yeah. And now, I don't know how many or what the cost has been. They've got like three gigantic barbed wire in the Capitol. It's walled in. And the question is, to protect them from who? During Fox News, which, by the way, rumor has it is going the way of the I don't want to say stool pigeon, the carrier pigeon. The lone wolf, right? You need 25,000 people to protect you from a lone wolf? They're nuts. This is all ginned up hysteria over nothing. And they're using the events of the 6th to justify it. That they're actually vetting our troops. What, you know, Mike Lindell learned a lesson today about being a Trump supporter because Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyonce said they're no longer going to carry his MyPillow products because he was just a little bit too ardent of a Trump supporter for their taste. So I will be calling up Kohl's and canceling my account with them. I'm just not enough of this tyranny. That's what it is. But when does it stop? Maybe. Oh, are you a conservative? Well, you know what? Hello. Maybe we should just not give you credit at all. This is where it's all going, because part of what is happening starting at noon tomorrow is corporatism. And they want to stay on the right side. And the right side is determined by the blast from the media, which has much more influence than I realized. Anyway, Brad McDonald will be joining us shortly. We got Rich's forecast coming up. And if you would like to check out great products that can help you keep up a nice exterior. This is a good time, by the way, with the trees missing their leaves to, you know, get after growth. Get rid of it while before it starts filling in again. Stop by Lewis Lawn, please, when you need something like an edger trimmer or, of course, a mower from an individual push, gasoline-powered or battery-operated. The Eagle product line has been a huge hit at Lewis Lawn. Comparably priced to gasoline products, just as effective. And guess what? You can do your lawn on a single charge. No cords, no anything. Just state-of-the-art battery technology. And whether you buy one of those or a Toro or an X-Mark, a Big Zero Turn, even a tractor-style mower, you can bring it back to Lewis Lawn for service when you need it because your warranty card means something. So the next time you have a need for anything involving the maintenance of your home, do-it-yourselfers, go where the pros go. Get the best equipment, equipment that's going to be supported and serviced by a great team of people at Lewis Lawn. Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ, great team to greet you and help you find what you need at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. It is 411.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, more than 148,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered across the state. It is now available to an estimated 350,000 people who are 75 years old or older. State health officials say the vaccine is still in limited supply and that some hospitals are still trying to get their workers vaccinated first. Tonight, Montgomery is participating in a nationwide initiative to mourn the lives lost due to COVID-19. Montgomery City Hall, Court Square Fountain, and Riverwalk Stadium will display amber lights in remembrance of the more than 394,000 American lives lost, including 283 Montgomery residents. Tallahassee officials break ground on a new high school today. The groundbreaking ceremony was supposed to be in December, but was postponed due to COVID-19 cases. The school is set to open in September 2022. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have the report of a new accident at 2700 Eastern Boulevard. That's going to be in the vicinity of Vaughn Road. Please use caution if you are on the Eastern Boulevard in that area. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Elsewhere around the city right now, we've got mostly moderate traffic. A lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue. A lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka, and we're very busy on Norman Bridge and Highway 331 outbound. I-65 and 85, buckle up, drive carefully. It's very busy, but no accidents on the interstates. Bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are our days warmer, the nights are milder. Tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 45. The evening hours are dry. There could be a isolated shower, perhaps in the wee hours of the morning as a weak front moves through. Wednesday is a dry day. More sun. High temperature in the lower 60s. Then showers are likely. Thursday night, and Friday, low 60s for a high temperature. No severe weather with this system. And then Saturday, looking drier and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And we're pleased to welcome an all-American guy. And it's been, sadly, it's been way too long since you were last able to sidekick with us in the afternoon. But Brent McDonald is here from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
How Man, are you? Hey, I'm great. It's so good to be back. Yeah. Good to see you, Rosie.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's been too long, buddy. It really has. But, hey, my knee is great. I'm getting around really well. We got through Christmas and the New Year's, and we're just incredibly blessed.
And even went to Disneyland.
That's right. We did.
How was that, by the way? Because you did have to do the mask thing and everything, right?
You did. But I tell you, in so many ways, it was probably one of the best trips we've ever had to Disney. I mean, the crowds, I think they were maybe around one-third of occupancy in the parks. Of course, with my knee like it is, I was able to get the little disability pass, too, which that was kind of nice. If you're going to get on a ride, you can get a time and you come back. And so it was all good. It really was.
I know because of... You know, the crazy schedule you keep, you weren't able to hear President Trump's farewell address today.
Yeah.
We opened the show with it, and, oh, right here. I'm still kind of choked up over it. But he accomplished so many things in the speech in that it was gracious and grateful. He put... use the word we, not I. We used to have a president who used the word I to excess in every speech he made. I don't want to name any names.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
That's the one thing you got right. And without sounding braggadocio, the list of things he accomplished, from trade agreements to... He's the first president since who that didn't get us into a new war. Brought home our troops. These are things that everybody should be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But because of media headwinds and irrational, you know, 4+ years of Trump derangement syndrome, not enough people took a look at the results.
Mm-hmm.
And they were... quite impressive. Just look at this last year. You, in what you do, as they shut down for the pandemic, watched portfolios and people's savings and retirement plans take a huge hit before the year was halfway over. And yet when we finished the year, we not only gained it all back, but we were above and beyond that where we sit now.
Mm-hmm.
And like you told us a little over a week ago, I believe, you kind of expected the market to just do a little this, little up, little down, you know, until they see what the real plan is.
Right.
And that's one reason why Brandt is here today, because what might we expect now in a Biden economy, plus all of the stimulus plans and everything else? And I'm going to let you begin wherever you wish.
Well,
you're the expert on this.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I can say this. I mean, we have worked, my staff and I have worked countless hours, months, really to get to this point, formulating a plan, as I say, creating a thesis in terms of what we see happening, not only over this next 4 years, but really what's coming at us in the next year, 2 years. And I think that by far and away, the prevailing theme is going to be we can boil it down to one word, and that is inflation.
Mm.
It's going to be inflation. And we have not really seen inflation, much of it, in many years.
Only recently in gas prices have we seen it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, you rewind, you look back at 2020, we had $7 trillion or so in money creation, if you will. That's really had a negative impact on the value of the dollar. But we're also starting to see that make its way through the economy. It's lifted financial assets. It's lifted real estate prices. Biden has come in fast and furious already. He's throwing it out there for everyone to see. He's wanting to do a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan as soon as he becomes president. He's even said that he would like to add on to that roughly another $2 trillion in infrastructure. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, we run our channel checks and we talk with people around the country. Right. I think he will definitely get these done, but not in the amounts he's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time this is all said and done, I think we're probably going to be somewhere between the $2 and $3 trillion range in terms of total stimulus. And again, let's say it's $3 trillion. Now we're up to $10 trillion on a U.S. economy that's roughly around $22 trillion in size. This is unreal. This is a large amount of money.
Yeah.
And it will have knockoff effects, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time. And we're already seeing this percolate in steel, aluminum, silver, industrial use metals, food prices, fertilizers, all of these, what we call input cost in the supply chains around the country in order to deliver goods and services, manufacturing, you name it. So this is going to result in higher prices. It's way too big of a shock to the economic engine of the country for them, for these companies to pass through those kinds of prices, or to be able to absorb those types of pricing through additional efficiencies or technological innovation type efficiencies or capacity, what we call capacity utilization. They're not going to be able to do that. So we're going to see a near-term shock. We've been prepared for this. This is why last year I kept saying, and from June on, I said, hey, listen to me. I was pounding the table. You were about to see a major reflation trade. Get ready. We positioned our portfolios in several of these sectors using indexes. They did quite well, and we were real happy about that. But again, this year, that's what I would boil it down to, that one word, inflation.
At the end of the year, were you able to look back and be at least somewhat amazed at the recovery that took place in such a short amount of time?
I was, because there was a real, I would say, for me, being a free market capitalist like I am, and everyone that knows me knows I am an unapologetic free market capitalist to the core.
Me too.
Yeah.
I just never have enough of that capital to work
to
with.
To free market.
But, you know, every time you and I would talk, I would call in through those really, really dark hours of April and May, and all of the moves that were being made, and then the whole George Floyd thing, and all of the true chaos and instability. The thing I feared more than anything was not just are we going to recover, but we got real freedom is at stake here.
Yep.
Freedom is at stake. This is the event that could shake the foundation of the country.
I don't know if my pillow is on the stock exchange, but we're seeing, and this is very frightening to me, Mike Lindell, unabashed Trump supporter, very vocal about what he perceived to be, election fraud. Mm-hmm. An opinion I, of course, share. I think there's just way too much out there. It's just a shame that the president never got a day in court anywhere. And there were some obvious ones where it certainly merited presentation. But because he was outspoken, Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond will no longer carry his products. We've seen other examples of this recently, too. When does this end? This is very scary stuff when these companies... Do I know that Bed Bath & Beyond care about Mike Lindell's political views or Kohl's? I don't know. I think they're doing it for a different reason, not because they disagree with his position necessarily, but they're intimidated into doing these kinds of things. They're told by somebody. I can't name a name, but they don't want to fall out of favor. They don't want to take the public relations hit that the media will create.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I think Mike Lindell's going to sell a ton of pillows and Giza bedsheets over the next few weeks because he is getting excoriated by the media.
Mm-hmm.
For supporting the president, who, by the way, Mitch McConnell, Mike Pence, Kevin McCarthy, nobody's at his send-off ceremony tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, our nation's capital looks like Benghazi.
Yeah, I know. I was talking.
And I'm not sure why that is.
I've talked with several people about this, and you know, it's hard to really understand or make much of what they're trying to do here, other than. It will be a somewhat salacious type showing of this military force located in our capital.
Well, are they trying? Here's the question.
I think it's just great for the headlines. The liberal media is going to play this up. I mean, who knows what sort of skirmishes are going to spin up out of this in various places, and who knows whether they're really Trump supporters or not. You see where I'm going with all this? So there's got to be...
I'm
just prepared for...
I I think this is I think this is directed at the people that voted for Trump. I really believe this is, they're putting on this incredible show of force to kill a movement. They know how this election went. They know all of that. That's, I don't even think that's questionable. What they fear is the 75 million people that legitimately voted for the man. I didn't hear anybody accuse Republicans of voter fraud, did you?
No.
No. So I think part of it is...
except for Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? As much as I love Warm Springs, I don't know that I could ever set foot in that state again or spend a nickel there. Well, I do have Powerball tickets there, by the way. I should check those while you're here.
I hear you.
So we can make some plans when the millions come rolling in. Yeah. It is 4:30. I can't tell you how to invest your money. And by the way, if you have questions for Brant or what you might want to ask about in terms of the economy moving forward, tomorrow, 272-9228, feel free. It's all on the table. But I can tell you where to invest your money for great furniture. And again, survey that we had on the morning show today said that people, even though we want to get out and so forth, people are using the lockdown and, the more time at home to spend on home improvements. And over half of people have some type of home improvement plan. Maybe that's in the furniture department. So if you're thinking about it, visit Kaiser Fine Furniture. Know that you can do 0% on a purchase of $2,000 or more. At Kaiser, the warehouse is filled. They've had truckload after truckload after new furniture. And by new, I mean all different types and styles. Everything is in at Kaiser. It's all about what you like. So reach out. Speak to one of our, I call them the Mount Rushmore of furniture experts and fashionistas, in that they really are great at making suggestions based on colors and styles. Bring in pictures of a room you're trying to complete, and Stella and Dale and Cheryl can help you with that. They are at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. The sales tax there is cheaper too, 8.25% versus 10. So you'll save all the way around with Kaiser Fine Furniture. And you can start shopping online at shopkaiser.com. Traffic at 4:32.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, got a couple of accidents on the East South Boulevard at Wallace Drive. If you are approaching Troy Highway, it's going to be right there in the vicinity of the Honey Baked Ham Store. Moderate crash, going to take them a few minutes. Be cautious there. We've also got a minor accident on West South Boulevard right out in front of the TA Travel Center at I-65. Watch out for boots on the ground there. Very busy everywhere else around the city, including I-65 and 85. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Tallahassee officials break ground on a new high school today. The groundbreaking ceremony was supposed to be in December, but was postponed due to COVID-19 cases. The school is set to open in September 2022. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, more than 148,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered across the state. It is now available to an estimated 350,000 people who are 75 years old or older. State health officials say the vaccine is still in limited supply and that some hospitals are still still trying to get their workers vaccinated first. Tonight, Montgomery is participating in a nationwide initiative to mourn the lives lost due to COVID-19. Montgomery City Hall, Court Square Fountain, and Riverwalk Stadium will display amber lights in remembrance of the more than 394,000 American lives lost, including 283 Montgomery residents. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are our days warmer, the nights are milder. Tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 45. The evening hours are dry. There could be a isolated shower, perhaps in the wee hours of the morning as a weak front moves through. Wednesday is a dry day, more sun, high temperature in the lower 60s. Then showers are likely Thursday night, and Friday, low 60s for a high temperature. No severe weather with this system. And then Saturday, looking drier and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We will hold a vigil for America tomorrow night at Baumhauer's. Hope you'll join us. Brett McDonald is in the house at 4:36 and waiting on the phone on this bitless Tuesday is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob guest Chad.
Wow.
And Chad, what's up?
Did you hear the president's speech, Chad?
I have not heard it yet. I'm very interested to hear it. What was it, good?
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Phenomenal?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was unable to talk after we broadcast it uninterrupted.
Oh, man. That must have been good. See, I was thinking about more important things, though, Greg.
Like what?
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
This problem about your hair dryer burning out after 10 years.
Yeah, I know. That seems like so long ago. Even
Greg,
though
you know, that's what's going to happen when you use the hair dryer on the foofuses.
Let me show Brant what you're talking about here. That's my...
I put a picture up there with you with a hair dryer blowing the foofuses.
I saw that. My Conair 1875 lasted over 10 years.
That's
and
really good.
I did some calculating. Gave me about 7,500 blow dries.
Wow, and that's pretty incredible.
I think that's certainly longer, and I got a lot of social media reaction to that.
You know, I when my wife was in private practice, she represented them. That was a good company, very good company. I bet a lot of people still have Conair.
I bought a new one, same model number.
Yeah,
and it's even better. They've added some improvements to it.
Excellent. I know. In all seriousness, it's a tough day. You know, to watch the president go out, and now I hear Pence is not going to be president for him leaving. And
Pence,
you know,
McConnell, McCarthy—they're all showing themselves.
They're all crapping on him.
Yep.
Yeah. They're all
because they got to return to the swamp, and they.
That's
you know,
the thing. That's it. Right there.
They're all summer soldiers, and
yep.
You know, there's not very many winter patriots among them. You know, and this is, you know, the country is not going to heal, you know, with that going on. And, I went out, I had to go to Kiwanis today, and I looked up the street. Of course, they were doing it at the RSA Activity Center where they always do it. And I was looking up the state capitol, and they got it all blocked off up there with the cones and
what
the barriers.
What a bunch of crap that is.
There's not a single person up there.
No, this is all, I'm going to call it what it is. It's all 24-karat political bullshit. Starting in Washington with that ridiculous military presence to these ginned up phony hoax. Oh, the FBI. If the FBI did an investigation and told me today it's Tuesday, I wouldn't believe them.
No, I wouldn't.
So don't tell me the FBI heard about, well, you know, there's a lone wolf or there's going to be all these armed people showing up at capitals. What a bunch of BS. And it was used locally too.
Well,
let me
suggest
presence.
Something that's more dangerous about this. Let me suggest something that's really more insidious and dangerous about this type of fear mongering.
Pull me off.
It is very clear that they are now
not only targeting but dehumanizing conservatives, people who are white, people who are Trump supporters, and are dehumanizing us. Well, that's what Hitler did to the Jews in World War II. That's what Mao Zedong did, you know, to the Tibetans. That's what the Chinese do to the Tibetans and the Uyghurs and everybody else. And that's a dangerous place to be going when you start saying that these people are not worthy to be listened to because they have a completely different viewpoint than you or because of their race.
How about Katie Couric, who almost dated on TV today, saying these people need to be deprogrammed?
Yeah, and when I hear people talking about deprogramming people, that's Stalin-esque.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to be deprogrammed. I mean, I have independent critical thinking skills that I exercise every day. And every time you give me a choice between Trump and a Democrat, I'm going to take Trump every time, you know, because I support his policies. Did I like all of his antics all the time? No. Sometimes I did when he poked the media in the eye and called them out for what they were, you know. But this is a dangerous, dangerous time. If people out there think that that things are going to be the same and this is Obama on steroids. You know, every once in a while, Obama would make a comment about Bible-toting, gun-fearing folks.
Yeah.
But these folks are overt about it. They're all out there. Katie Couric, among others, they feel comfortable saying those things now.
That's pretty.
Can you imagine if a Republican came out there and said, we need to target anybody that voted for Barack Obama, especially black voters?
If they
can you imagine?
If they didn't have a double standard, they'd have no standards at all.
That's right.
We're going to try.
No one ever accused them of having standards, just double standards.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, it's a tough time. Brant, I didn't get to hear any of the early stuff. What are your thoughts on where the economy is going to be going? We're going to be bouncing around for a while trying to find a bottom somewhere, middle ground?
I just boiled it down to one word, inflation. And with all this money creation going on, that's what we're going to get. And it also lifts financial assets, lifts real estate prices. I mean,
Well, how could you tell anybody if they're going to inject $2 trillion into the economy, how can you not stay in the market?
Well, you go back to 2020, all of 2020, and what they're planning on this year, we're looking at close to $10 trillion. So,
you're not telling people to get out of the market, though. If that money's got to go somewhere, and it's gonna flood into the market, isn't it?
Well, it's like I always say, it's which market.
Yeah,
it's not a matter of the market, but which market, and that's what we try to figure out.
And that's what we're talking about this afternoon.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about which market it's going to go to? I mean, seems like the tech market's still, you know, kind of shaky.
You know, I think tech stocks are going to be relative underperformers by a large margin, and I think we're going to get back to some good old blocking and tackling. You're going to find it in large cap value, mid cap value, probably even small cap. And a lot of these that are tied to sort of what I've been calling this reflation-inflation trade.
Right.
Yep.
But, as long as government's injecting $2 trillion into the economy on top of the other, $600 billion that they did just a month ago, I guess you're right. All you can see is inflation within the market. The market's going up and the real estate value is going up.
That's so, right.
I mean,
which market? That's one of the things we're working on this afternoon.
Well, anyway, it's good to talk to you guys. I'll definitely am going to listen to Trump's speech tonight.
Please
I'm sure I'll get choked up and say, man, I cannot believe we threw our country away for Joe Biden.
Principles,
I'm sure that's the reaction you probably had.
Principles mean nothing. Personalities apparently are the big deal of the day. Thanks, Chad. You handed me a sheet here because what's going to be interesting, we just watched Facebook and Twitter lose how much market value now? I think the last number I saw was $61 billion.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, it changes by the hour.
But what rights do the shareholders, the people who... I remember when Facebook stock was issued, we talked about it at the time, and Twitter, when they became publicly traded companies, and people that invested their money in this and saw their share values go up to the heights that they did, $61 billion hit, don't shareholders have a right to try and hold Dorsey, Rasputin accountable, or Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, that's a matter of corporate governance, you know. And yes, they do have, shareholders have rights. They can sue the management. They can sell their stock, you know.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is going on. The chart that they're looking at there is one example of many in terms of the relative performance of these big names, these FANG names we talk about all the time, which have been huge market leaders, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, right. Netflix, Google, Microsoft. All of these are moving as a group. In that chart you're looking at there, you can see the relative performance of Facebook has fallen off of a cliff relative to now, the transportation index, which is...
What does that include? Transportation.
So it's going to have all your big rail companies, all your big long-haul companies, all your big airline, you know, FedEx, UPS. It's the whole transportation index.
Okay.
And the reason the transports are is one of many indexes we follow and keep up with is because it can give you an idea of the overall health of the economy, right? I mean, if transportation, if those companies are not doing well, then that is not very good for the economy. So you see the market willing to reward transportation companies for an economy that is gaining its foothold, that is coming back, but yet they're not rewarding companies like Facebook and some of these other large cap tech stocks we talked about. So the relative performance, and that's a key word, relative. So if we were to put Facebook right next to that transport index, that chart is what is the net result.
It's and shocking. It is shocking. The transport companies, and thanks for defining what that represents, and especially with another lockdown, not lockdown, but continued COVID restrictions, they're still going to be, you know, in big demand. I would imagine that would be a good place to invest right now. Social media, no.
Social media's got a big problem, in my opinion, not only with the way they've handled Trump, but also the way they're handling others, both restricting certain people from expressing their views, but yet at the same time, perfectly willing to accept, like, the Ayatollah
of
Iran.
Yeah, terrorist leaders.
Mean, it's incredible to me. And so these companies are now publicists. You look at Section 230, the IRS code. You look at the subsidies that all these internet companies have enjoyed for so many years,
right.
Tax breaks, and all of this kind of thing. They're in my view, there's some real issues there. And believe it or not, there are some moderates on the Democrat side, you know, in addition to obviously Republicans, who are not big fans of these companies.
Right.
They are not. And I think that there could be a lot of regulations.
If only we had a few more independent thinkers. I would love to see some moderate Democrats speak up and say, this party is nuts. I am not on board with what AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Pelosi and all this crackpot stuff. And that does not represent what the people that put me in office want. Of course, they want to get reelected, so they have to let their constituents know whose side they're on for that to happen. You saw what happened with Obama. He way overstepped with Obamacare, and he cost his party 63 seats in the 2010 election. I could easily see that happening again, but I have one big pause button to hit, and then I got to take a break here. And that is, after what we just watched with Dominion and the rest of it, how do we know our votes are going to be counted accurately? Even Biden, back in 2007, I think, made a speech saying we need to go back to the paper ballot because anything connected to computers can be hacked or tampered with too easily. But it worked very nicely for him recently.
Right.
I had a chat with Morris Capuano over the weekend, and he asked me to, those of you who have not looked into refinancing your home, to do it, because interest rates are so low. Anytime you can lower your monthly payment and put more cash back in your pocket, it's a good idea. And it doesn't cost you a penny to reach out to him at 409-9300 and discuss that. I will always believe in my heart of hearts that Morris is the best tempered individual to take somebody through the mortgage process, because he's so experienced. He knows all the things that have to be navigated and is that calming influence, that especially for first-time homebuyers, but it's always an anxious time. Take advantage of these incredibly low rates. Reach out to Morris. He's got great programs available through Renaissance Bank and his partnership with them, and he would love to help you. And especially those of you who've thought about refining, take the next step. His number is 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. We're right back with Brant McDonald. I was going to say, you know, Brant McDonald will be joning us next hour, but I don't have to say
he's
that.
Here.
Yeah. All right.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's Happy Hour 452. Quick reminder, if you did not hear or watch the president's farewell speech, please do. It's on my Facebook page. You can pull it up on YouTube. We played it in its entirety at the open of the show. The timing was good. And I was so moved by the end of it, I really couldn't talk. Especially when you see, and again, he did not do it in Trump braggadocio style. It was just, this is what we did, I'm proud of what we did, and there's a lot to be proud of in what he set out.
And he's hopeful for the future.
Yeah, he says this movement is only just beginning.
Yeah.
And that's why they're scared in D.C.
That's what impeachment was about.
You know what? All they did was throw gasoline on a burning fire with that. Because I think people, even not all on the left, but those moderate Democrats who we were just talking about, they have a sense of fairness. And I still have yet to see anybody from there. They're all willing to accuse and convict him of inciting a riot, but I would like them to point out the words that did that. When we watched Pelosi, we watched AOC, we watched any number. Oh, our new vice president tomorrow saying this is a movement, it needs to continue. While they were burning cities down last summer. Yeah, Kamala, let's release everybody on bail. You know, on and on and on. But a few people get into the, and they, you know, occupied the Senate chamber during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah.
The unfairness, the tilt of this, this is what just drives people crazy. It's not fair. East, call us back if you can. James, good afternoon to you. You're on with Brent.
Yes, sir. Brent, we had two things in common this year. We both had knee replacements, and I cried for a long time. I don't know about you.
it's not fun.
I've had a couple of friends go through those, and they're a bear.
Yes, sir. Brent, as a graduate of Auburn, I was wondering, you know, Auburn has had two baseball graduates to go in high picks. Casey Mize with the Detroit, and then the latest pitcher went with the Cleveland Indians. And then also for the past 2 years, we've had very high NBA draft choices that have been very high picks, and next year we will have one that's equally high pick. When you deal with the athletes, do you find that they're more ready to invest after they've been there a couple of years, or are they knowledgeable right off the bat? Or does it take a little time before they get it in the mind they better protect the money?
That's an interesting question. By and large, most of the athletes that I have worked with or spoken with over the years in this business, typically what you find is they're young. They do not understand the world of investing really at all. One thing they have, though, is some street smarts. They have street smarts, and so they do, most of them kind of have their antenna up. They are very careful about what sort of deals they get involved in. But by and large, a lot of them really don't have a lot of money. And so they come into a bunch of money, and they're getting hit from family, friends, you name it.
I just read over the weekend about an NFL player who's earned over $100 million. He's pretty well-known, and he is being charged $2,000 interest per day on a debt the courts told him to pay, and he has nothing to pay it with. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to be your best friend. And it's never going to end. The money's never going to end. It's not too far from the attitude I had back in the 80s. I never saw the changes in the radio business coming the way they did.
Yeah.
I had no reason to. Mm-hmm. But when they came, I was not prepared.
Right.
At all.
On a relative basis, these athletes, not in nominal terms, I'm talking about real terms, time, value, money. They're making exponential amounts more money coming out than they were way back, even 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not prepared. They don't know how to handle this. And but we do work extremely hard with the ones that we've had a chance to work with. We work with some coaches as well. A lot of it has to do with upbringing. You know, and how well that young man is prepared to do what he needs to do to take the advice.
By the way, James, since I know you're a baseball fan, you might want to know that another Hall of Famer passed away today, Don Sutton, at 75.
Oh, my goodness, that's bad news.
And he was from Alabama.
Yeah,
or no, he was from Florida, actually.
Yeah.
He just passed the Alabama line.
Yeah, we've had a lot of greats that were from lower Alabama, and some from northern, like Willie Mays and others. But thank you so much on that. Yeah, my brother-in-law dealt a lot with Holyfield over in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a car dealership the same place, and Holyfield just went through his money so fast and never used common sense. And then didn't invest right, I guess, or invest at all. And his money just flew out, the hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's really sad when somebody doesn't invest properly and lets that get washed away.
Many along the way don't pay taxes either and end up in prison after leading that lifestyle.
Yes.
We're going to, James, I got to run. We're up against the clock here. There's a rumor in the building that we may be turning to a new top-of-the-hour news source, but I can't tell you anything more than that. But your voices have been heard.
Yes.
Your voices have been heard here at the radio station, and we are blessed to have a management that listens to your voices when you speak up. Right now, we're just shy of 500.